The commercials that are flooding so-called presidential swing states this election year include entries from anti-abortion activists. They're driving truck billboards showing images of aborted fetuses. Some listeners may find the descriptions in this report disturbing, and as Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, that is exactly the response the campaign is hoping for.
Leaders of the Center for Bioethical Reform have an open-door policy for reporters who want to ride in security cars behind the trucks. They welcome any attention at all from the media, which they claim is generally unsympathetic to their cause. The trucks bear many times enlarged images of aborted fetuses at various stages of development. The image of the 8-week-old fetus is draped across a quarter for purposes of scale. While in real life it's less than an inch long, on the truck billboard, it looks enormous. Bill Calvin is driving a security car behind the trucks. He says reaction to the billboards varies.
People get really angry and yell and curse and give us obscene gestures and blow car horns at us, but nobody goes beyond that.
On Gratiot Avenue in Detroit, long after rush hour, most people seem to drive right by without seeing the trucks. Sometimes you can see someone's mouth tighten as they pass. Then the trucks turn onto Main Street in the suburb of Mount Clemens, which is bustling with pedestrians. A group of women sitting outside a coffee shop stares right at the trucks, and one points. Patty Scully says she was on her coffee break with her coworkers when the trucks went by.
Well, at first I didn't know what it was. I read first trimester of an aborted fetus and got a little shook up.
Scully says she's against abortion, so she thinks the trucks are a good idea. Even so, as a lifelong Democrat, she says abortion doesn't influence her vote. Her coworker, Donna Chambers, believes in abortion rights. She says the photos won't change her vote either. She's upset to hear that the truck billboards will be driven past middle schools.
I think that's horrid. High school is one thing, you know, they're young women at that point, but not middle school. I do not agree with that. I think that's horrible. And there it goes again.
Back in the security car behind the trucks, Bill Calvin says he doesn't need to change everyone's mind. Not right away. He says anecdotes about pregnant women changing their minds about a planned abortion after they see the trucks are enough to keep him going. Today, there are no middle or high schools along the route. But when the trucks stop at a traffic light, a girl about age 12 and a boy about age 7 both stop short on the sidewalk and stare for a long time, seemingly dumbfounded. Some parents and schools say they want to protect kids their age from the trucks, but they're told by police they can't be banned. Lori Lamorand of Planned Parenthood of Mid-Michigan says the trucks may shock, but they won't change minds.
This is not education. This is very obviously scare tactics without any context. So we think this is incredibly unfortunate and will scare children and give them misinformation.
After finishing with Detroit, the trucks will drive around other Michigan cities before making their way to Chicago. They'll have been on the roads of virtually every swing state by Election Day, showing their disturbing and graphic images to anyone who will look up. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.